I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org.
If you live or work in a city, we have news about your future. New research shows climate projections of 2 or 3 degrees C warming are not for you. The trouble is, numbers you hear about warming are the global average, so that includes the oceans covering about 70% of the planet's surface. More than half of all humans live in cities now, and the United Nations projects that will go to over two-thirds by 2050. Because cities only cover about 3% of Earth's surface, they do not show up in global climate models. Now a team led by Dr. Li Zhao zeroes in on what cities can really expect. He is the lead author of the new paper, Global Multi-Model Projections of Local Urban Climates. That was published January 4, 2021 in Nature Climate Change. Li Zhao says, during this century, the average city temperature will rise 4 degrees C, 7 degrees Fahrenheit, higher than the year 1900 temperatures. Depending on geography, some cities will heat less than that, some will heat much more, and all will get even hotter during heat waves. Many cities will heat beyond human endurance. It will be dangerous to be outside for long. City dwellers will depend on air conditioning and the energy required to run all that. That is already true in many cities around the world, but the heat is just getting started. I have a 26-minute interview with Dr. Li Zhao, currently at the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Illinois. After graduating from Nanjing University, Li got his doctorate at Yale. He specializes in the physics and engineering of the atmosphere, with a focus on urban environments. We don't have time here for the whole conversation this week, and some of you would find Dr. Zhao's English second language a bit difficult. That is a growing problem now that so much great climate research is coming from Chinese-educated scientists. We can't ignore the kind of genius Dr. Zhao brings, and yet English listeners are not used to working our ears so hard. We expect the voices of professional broadcasters to tell us everything. To get this important information out, I am posting the full interview with Li Zhao in Radio EcoShock's blog posted March 17, 2021 at ecoshock.org. That is free audio that you can either download or just click an arrow to listen right then. You do not need to sign up or give your email or anything like that. There is no advertising. I will summarize our conversation now and play a couple of clips, but it is always best to listen to the source for yourself. Dr. Zhao's team used innovative techniques to capture urban warming from a series of different climate models. Cross-checking with a multi-model approach increases confidence in the results. We know cities get much hotter than their surrounding countrysides. Vegetation can cool the land, up to a point, by providing shade and transpiring water. That's a process that works like an evaporative cooler. By contrast, the materials used in cities absorb heat, like black asphalt roads and roofs. Vertical structures in cities block air transport that might have taken heat away. Then we add all kinds of heat in air conditioner and vehicle exhaust. Cities are heat engines. You have heard about the urban heat island effect, and I have covered that on Radio EcoShock with guests like Dr. Matt Santamouris, Eunice Lowe, and Jane Baldwin. In 2018, I interviewed Dr. Santamouris in Australia about city heat. He measured temperatures of 158 degrees Fahrenheit, 70 degrees C, on an upper-level car park in Darwin. Some places in cities can burn your skin, they're so hot. Here's Dr. Li Zhao about why cities will get much hotter.
When we build city, we cut down trees, we convert the bare soil or vegetated surface into man-made built structures. So those kind of conversion from pervious surface into impervious surfaces will reduce evaporative cooling. So city will become hotter. And the second reason is, you know, in cities, you can see we have large fraction of vertical faces, like built structures, and those could reduce the turbulent transport of the sensible heat that removed from the surface. So that's like trapping the heat into the urban layer, into the urban canopy layer. So that cause could lead to another warming effect. And also in the cities, because the materials of the, you know, built structures are different from natural surfaces, right, from the vegetative surfaces. This kind of artificial materials of the buildings, other surfaces in the city, those are a good heat capacitor. So they absorb the heat during the daytime, and then they can release at nighttime. So that's really what we call a release of a stored heat.
So most humans will get much hotter than the 1.5 or 2 or 3 degrees C warming discussed by world scientists and governments. I can't stress this enough. Most humans, most of you, will experience heat well beyond that. At times, Dr. Zhao tells us, cities will reach heat as much as 7 degrees C, that is 12 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than the surrounding countryside, which is already sizzling. Large-scale climate models simply can't pick that up.
If it's under a high-emission scenario or a business as usual scenario, then the city can be warmed up to 7 degrees Celsius, 7 degrees Celsius in certain like hotspot regions. And so we are talking about like 1 to 7 degree warming in future, and with a lot of areas actually has warming larger than 4 degrees.
Dr. Zhao confirms there is special concern for extra heat in cities during the night. Health studies show far more people die in heat waves when their bodies do not get a chance to cool down at night. Cities in this 21st century will be much hotter at night than previously. That also means more energy use at night, and with our current electric system, even more global warming gases from fossil-based power stations. No, those coal, oil, and gas power plants are not shutting down in the next few years. The hotter it gets, the more energy we use, the more greenhouse gases. Productivity also drops. The Zhao study in Nature Climate Change finds one possible mitigating factor. Humidity goes down in cities during the heat. That is key because the combination of heat and humidity causes human death. The guideline is 35 degrees C wet bulb temperature, a scale that measures when our bodies can no longer cool themselves using sweat. But in our interview, Le Zhao says the ever-increasing heat in cities will overwhelm the lesser humidity, returning to the danger zone. The amount of new heat will vary from city to city depending on many factors, including geography. For example, their projections show cities in the east and northern parts of China will get significant warming. Multiple models show city in the east and north China will undergo about 4 degrees C of warming average this century. Zhao cites the study Future Temperature in Southwest Asia projected to exceed a threshold for human adaptability, as published in Nature Climate Change in October 2015. Looking at South America, the urban hot zones to watch will be inland cities, but it is everywhere. The authors say, quote, cities in the United States, Middle East, Northern Central Asia, Northeastern China, and inland South America and Africa are estimated to experience substantial warming of more than 4 degrees C, larger than regional warming, by the end of this century, end quote. Zhao says studies of coming heat waves in cities are very alarming, going beyond the safety range, beyond human adaptability. So you're still dealing in averages, though. I mean, would the 4.4 degree C worst-case scenario for urban heat reflect the heat that actually shows up? Could some cities become even hotter during heat waves?
Yes, exactly. So what we are showing here, we actually are showing a summer monthly mean or decadal monthly mean average. So it's indeed an average case. So it is not the extreme event. So so you can consider this is more showing a norm rather than extreme. So then people can expect that during the heat waves, the cities can be even hotter, can be a lot hotter. Actually, there are indeed studies previously, they show that kind of under this kind of worst case scenario, what's the warming in cities during heat waves. And the results are really devastating, it's really alarming. If you look at those temperature numbers, it's actually far beyond the kind of the safety threshold, or far beyond the human adaptivity limit. People use like red bulb temperature to indicate as, you know, human adaptivity threshold. I think 35 degree in red bulb temperature, that's kind of a commonly used threshold for human adaptivity. And, you know, those kind of during heat waves, those warming scenarios can be much larger than this threshold.
As Dr. Santamouras told us, there is a lot we can do to alleviate some of the heat in cities. Greening up cities is crucial, with trees and plants of all kinds everywhere. Every other surface should be white to reflect more of the sun's energy back into space. We need to increase urban albedo levels. Of course, more city infrastructure will go underground where it's cooler, and homes with basements will increase with value, I would think. There are things we can do. Electric cars do not have hot exhaust systems, while solar and wind power do not add more greenhouse gases when energy demand goes up in heat waves. As with most diseases, though, the best cure is not to get it in the first place. Humanity needs to scramble into an all-out emergency change to prevent the worst climate outcomes. Either that, or get ready to suffer through this century. Maybe we can all move back into caves. Be sure to listen to The Straight Science About City Heat from Dr. Lei Zhao with the full interview at ecoshock.org, posted March 17, 2021. I'm Alex Smith. Thank you for listening and caring about our common future.